To this, Caesar did not then think proper to make any reply, nor do we now think it worth recording. But Caesar required that he should be allowed to send commissioners to Pompey, who should suffer no personal injury, and that either they should grant it, or should take his commissioners in charge and convey them to Pompey. That as to the truce, the war in its present state was so divided that they by their fleet deprived him of his shipping and auxiliaries, while he prevented them from the use of the land and fresh water. And if they wished that this restraint should be removed from them, they should relinquish their blockade of the seas. But if they retained the one, he in like manner would retain the other. That nevertheless, the treaty of accommodation might still be carried on, though these points were not conceded, and that they need not be an impediment to it. They would neither receive Caesar's commissioners, nor guarantee their safety, but referred the whole to Pompey. They urged and struggled eagerly to gain the one point respecting a truce. But when Caesar perceived that they had proposed the conference merely to avoid present danger and distress, but that they offered no hopes or terms of peace, he applied his thoughts to the prosecution of the war. Bibulus, being prevented from landing for several days, and being seized with a violent distemper from the cold and fatigue, as he could neither be cured on board, nor was willing to desert the charge which he had taken upon him, was unable to bear up against the violence of the disease. On his death, the sole command devolved on no single individual, but each admiral managed his own division separately and at his own discretion. Vibullius, as soon as the alarm, which Caesar's unexpected arrival had raised, was over, began again to deliver Caesar's message in the presence of Libo, Lucius Luxius, and Theophanes, to whom Pompey used to communicate his most confidential secrets. He had scarcely entered on the subject when Pompey interrupted him and forbade him to proceed. "What need," says he, "have I of life or Rome, if the world shall think I enjoy them by the bounty of Caesar, an opinion which can never be removed while it shall be thought that I have been brought back by him to Italy, from which I set out?" After the conclusion of the war, Caesar was informed of these expressions by some persons who were present at the conversation. He attempted, however, by other means to bring about a negotiation of peace. Between Pompey's and Caesar's camp, there was only the river Opsus, and the soldiers frequently conversed with each other, and by a private arrangement among themselves, no weapons were thrown during their conferences. Caesar sent Publius Vatinius, one of his lieutenants, to the bank of the river to make such proposals as should appear most conducive to peace, and to cry out frequently with a loud voice, asking, "Are citizens permitted to send deputies to citizens to treat of peace?" A concession which had been made even to fugitives on the Pyrenean mountains, and to robbers, especially when by so doing they would prevent citizens from fighting against citizens. Having spoken much in humble language, as became a man, pleading for his own and the general safety, and being listened to with silence by the soldiers of both armies, he received an answer from the enemy's party that Aulus Varro proposed coming the next day to a conference, and that deputies from both sides might come without danger, and explain their wishes, and accordingly a fixed time was appointed for the interview. When the deputies met the next day, a great multitude from both sides assembled, and the expectations of every person concerning this subject were raised very high, and their minds seemed to be eagerly disposed for peace. Titus Labienus walked forward from the crowd, and in submissive terms began to speak of peace and to argue with Vatinius. But their conversation was suddenly interrupted by darts thrown from all sides, from which Vatinius escaped by being protected by the arms of the soldiers. However, several were wounded, and among them Cornelius Bulbus, Marcus Plotius, and Lucius Tibertius, centurions, and some privates. Hereupon Labienus exclaimed, "Forbear, then, to speak any more about an accommodation, for we can have no peace unless we carry Caesar's head back with us." At the same time in Rome, Marcus Cilius Rufus, one of the praetors, having undertaken the cause of the debtors, on entering into his office, fixed his tribunal near the bench of Caius Trebonius, the city praetor, and promised, if any person appealed to him in regard to the valuation and payment of debts made by arbitration, as appointed by Caesar when in Rome, that he would relieve them. But it happened, from the justice of Trebonius's decrees and his humanity, for he thought that in such dangerous times,